Confident to conversation. Failed confrontation. Barry had never been the person they chose for confrontation of the enemies of conversation. But when he had two consecutive successful meetings with confident businessmen, it was the consensus of his organization that he confront the large oil company president scheduled to come to town the next week. The configuration for his plan was to first ask to have a confidential meeting with the man in a confined location. If this did not work, he would ask the man to consent to meeting in a public forum where he'd feel safe from aggressive questioning. If the man would not conform, Barry would accept the consequences and address the man there when he met him. There was certain to be conflict with this option, but Barry would talk to the man in as conscientious of a fashion as possible. He simply needed to be confronted. When the time came for Barry to approach the president of the oil company, however, several of the businessman's bodyguards connected the signals and saw that Barry might be a problem. They confirmed with each other in their headphones and moved the businessman to a congruent location. Barry never had a chance. Afterwards, Barry knew that no congratulations would be given to him in conjunction with this failed event. As he fell out of consciousness and into sleep that evening in his bed, however, Barry was relieved that nothing bad had happened. He had been brave and consequent to the conversation movement, and there would always be a next time.